Some people, they look at the world and they say that God isn't real. Other people look at the world and they say that God doesn't care. Other people say, well, God has lost control. Friends, if that's you, look again. Look again at what Christmas is all about. Think of it like this. It's the first day of the holidays, and Rabbit and Bear are a little bored. You know that feeling? You don't know that feeling, do you? They're a little bored. And so they ask the King of the Toys what they can do, because they're feeling a little bit bored, and they wonder whether he's got any ideas for them. And the King of the Toys says there is loads that they could do. They could play with a train set. They could play with silly string. They could play with Monopoly, or Monotony, as I call it. They could bake cakes. They could blow bubbles. Yes. Or they could, they could have a liquor, go upstairs into the bedroom and bounce on the bed and have a great big pillow fight. And best of all, they could, if they really wanted to, dress up as a banana. Those are the kinds of things they could do. There's loads they can do, but the King of the Toys says there's one thing they mustn't do. And that one thing that they mustn't do is they mustn't play in the laundry basket. I think you know what I'm saying. And so they walk away from the King of the Toys, and you know what they think to themselves? They think, that King of the Toys, he's such a spoiled sport. They forget the pillow fights and the silly string, and they think they could dress up like a banana and play train set and make a cake. They forget all that. All they can think of is, he won't even let us play in the laundry basket. So do you know what they do? That's right, they go straight to the laundry basket and they climb up on the outside and they open up the lid, they have a bit of a look in and they say, whoa, what's down there? And they think, I bet it's sweets, they say. I bet there are stickers down there. I bet it's brilliant down there. So on the count of three, two, one, woo, they jump in. Do you know what? It's not sweets. And it's not stickers. It's stinky socks. And it's sweaty shirts. And it's damp towels that smell like wet dogs. That's what they've jumped into. And as soon as they land in the stinky socks and the sweaty shirts and the towels that smell of wet dogs, they wish they hadn't got into the laundry basket. They realise they would much rather be dressing up as a banana, or baking little cupcakes, or playing with trains, or of course, most of all, playing with silly string. So they say, well, let's get out of here, let's get out of the laundry basket. But you know what? They can't, there's nothing to get hold of. They try to climb up the side, but they fall back down. And they try to climb up the side, but they fall back down. It was easy to get into the laundry basket, but getting out is impossible. They were trapped. Anyone ever been trapped? It's not much fun being trapped, is it? It's not much fun. Now, you might be thinking, well, this isn't very Christmassy, is it? All about being trapped in a laundry basket. But the reason Jesus was born was because we were all trapped. Have a look back at the reading in the service sheet that's called An Angel Appears to Joseph from Matthew chapter 1. And you remember what the angel says to Joseph? He says about Mary, you see the second chunk down, She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. He will save his people from their sins. Now, sins is not a word we like to use very much these days, but sin has got us trapped. God made the whole world for us to enjoy. He's not a spoil sport. He made it full of wonderful things like mountains and moonlight and music and muffins. Wonderful. And the way to enjoy his world was to enjoy him. To love the things he loves. To hate the things he hates. To be like him. But what we've done is we have listened to the lie. And we have said he's an old spoil sport God. So we're not going to do what he told us to do. We're going to do the very things he told us not to do because they sound much more fun. So God says, be kind. And we think actually it's much more fun to call people names that are cruel. Much more fun. God says, be honest. But we think it's much more fun to pretend to be someone we are not. Much more fun. God says, put others first. But we don't want to watch the stupid film that they want to watch. We want to watch the film we want to watch. Much more fun. But it's not more fun, is it? It's not more fun because when we fight God, we end up fighting one another. And that's why we live in a world where there is war and there is hunger, where people get hurt and heartbroken and people are laughed at. And people are lonely. And people are made to feel very, very small. And we wish we could put an end to all that is bad and all that is sad. We wish we could put an end to it. But we can't. Because like rabbit and bear, we're trapped. We're trapped. See, we say, don't we? We say, I'm never going to do that again. Never going to do it again. How long does it last? How long before we lose our temper again? Before we hit someone or hurt someone we love with a word that cuts them down again. It's way worse than stinky socks and sweaty shirts. But Jesus came because sin has got us trapped. Now, after a bit, rabbit and bear start to call out for help. Can you hear them? Help! 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 Can you hear them? They're calling out for help. And along comes Mr. Monkey. And Mr. Monkey's a very relaxed sort of character. And he says, hey guys, how's it going? And he says, you don't need help. He said, you don't need help, you just need to chillax, he says. You just need to chillax. It's all good. It's all good. But it wasn't good. It wasn't good because it was stinky socks. So that wasn't very helpful. Then along comes Mr. Meerkat. And Mr. Meerkat, he says, yes, I can see your situation is very, very serious indeed. What you need to do is you need to get a grip. You need to pull up your socks, try hard to climb up out of the laundry basket. Try harder. But they've tried, and they can't get out of the laundry basket. So Mr. Meerkat's not much help. And then along comes Miss Mingo, the flamingo. And she is outraged. You naughty, naughty toys. What are you doing in the laundry basket? You know that the king of the toys said you weren't to go anywhere near the laundry basket. Just wait till I tell the king of the toys, she says. Rabbit and Bear are really afraid now. She's going to tell the king of the... Oh, please don't tell the king of the toys. Please don't tell. And off she goes. Well, that's not much help, is it? You can imagine how they're feeling. So along comes the king of the toys. And what do you think he's going to do? The king of the toys, who told them not to go near the laundry basket. What's he going to do? And what he does is he takes off his crown and he climbs down into the laundry basket. Into the stinky socks and the sweaty shirt and the towels that smell of wet dogs. And he climbs down and he puts his arm around Rabbit and his arm around Bear very gently he lifts them up and out of the laundry basket so that they are free. They are safe. The king of the toys rescued them. And friends, Christmas says that is what God has done for us. That is what God has done for us. Let's think about it together a little bit. People sometimes say, oh, is God real? Well, have a look at what the angel says to Joseph. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Jesus is called Emmanuel, God with us. Do you see what that means? What it means is that baby born in that stable was not just another baby. That baby was God. People sometimes say, yeah, but have you ever seen God? To which I say, well, I could have done. I could have done. If I'd been there 2,000 years ago, I could have gone with the shepherds to the stable and we could have looked down at the baby in the straw and we would have been looking down at the face of God. Is God real? He is. Because where are you looking? Christmas says, look at Jesus and you see God is real. Secondly, people say, well, does God care? See, we think even if there is a God, he's far out there somewhere beyond the stars, keeping himself to himself, and he doesn't really care about us, does he? No, look at Jesus, Emmanuel. Not God far away, but God with us. And Christmas says the Son of God took off his crown and climbed down into a world that's been messed up by sin and became one of us. See, we think, oh, what would he know? What would he know about what it's like to be me? Have you ever been laughed at? He knows how that feels. Have you ever been lonely? Yeah, so has he. Have you ever cried because someone you love has died? So has he. Ever been let down by a friend? He knows how that feels. Ever been so tired you're just not sure if you can keep going? Well, so has he. He's been there. He's not a far away sort of a God. In all that we go through, he walks with us as someone who knows how we feel. And you say, but why? Why did he take off his crown and climb down into a world messed up by sin? And the answer is because we were trapped. And everyone else says things like, oh, it's no big deal. Everyone else is cross with us. Everyone else is just telling us to try harder. But he, the one we thought was a spoilsport, he comes to set us free. Does God care? Well, do you see how much he cares? Think of what it cost him to set us free. Think of what it cost him for the Son of God to lay aside his crown and climb down into the very worst of a world that's been messed up by sin. He lived our life, and on the cross he died our death. That's what it cost him, but that's what he was prepared to do to set us free. Free to live with him now and forever. Because that's how much he loves us. Does God care? Look at Jesus. Look at Jesus. Finally, is God in control? Well, way back before Bethlehem, God promised that one day he would come into the world to set us free. And his people waited and they waited. And Christmas says God's kept his promise. He said he would come and he did. So you look at the news and it looks like the world is out of control. Look at Christmas and you see God's plan for his world is bang on track. He will one day finish what he started. He will take everything that's wrong and he will put it right. He will. His plans are on track. He's in control. Now, how many Christmases have you had? Has anyone had more than three Christmases? Yeah, that's most of us. More than three. Anyone had more than six Christmases? 4 Christmases? Yep, that's more than 3. You're in. That's good. More than 6. More. Anyone had more than 10 Christmases? Okay, we're going to go quite old now. More than 20 Christmases? Has anyone had more than 40 Christmases? As old as that? Anyone had more than 80 Christmases? There are a few. We've had a lot of Christmases between us, haven't we? The really sad thing would be to celebrate Christmas every year and sing all those carols that celebrate the fact that Jesus came to set us free. Okay, you'll be 4 years old, so you've had 3 Christmases, yeah? You've had 4 Christmases, okay. Well, here's the sad thing. Is to sing all about the fact that Jesus has come to set us free, and then on Boxing Day, we're still trapped. We're still trapped. Because we never made it personal. We never asked him to set us free. Maybe because you're not really sure about it all. Look at Jesus. He is Emmanuel. Look at him and you see God is real. And you see God does care. And you see that he is in control. And he's come to set you free. And he wants you to put your life in his good hands. Where you couldn't be safer. Now, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pray a prayer. And if it's a prayer you would like to pray, why not echo it in your heart? I'm going to pray it slowly so you can pray along in your heart, if you'd like to. Okay? Let's pray. Lord God, I want to say sorry. I'm sorry that I thought you were a spoilsport and that now I'm trapped by sin. Lord God, I want to say thank you. Thank you that you love us so much that you sent your son to be born as a baby, to live our life and to die our death, to set us free. And Lord God, I want to say please. Please will you set me free to live with you now and forever. Amen. Can I say, if you've prayed that prayer and meant it, come and talk to me afterwards about what it means to start to live as someone who's been set free.